CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and the European Commission have reached a deal to resolve a dispute involving solar panels. Announcing the agreement in Brussels, EU Trade Commissioner Karold Gucht said in a statement he was satisfied with the offer of a prize undertaking submitted by China's solar panel exporters. The commissioner said the next step for him is to table this offer for approval by the European Commission. Further details of the legal acts concerning the undertaking arrangement can only be released following their adoption by the Commission. China also welcomed the deal. Spokesman for the Ministry of Commerce, Shen Danyang, said resolving the trade dispute is conducive to an open, cooperative, stable, and sustainable economic and trade relationship between China and the EU. China has begun to send military personnel and armaments to Russia, where they will join 20-day joint anti-terrorism drills held by both parties. The transfer of Chinese troops for the exercise will be completed by August 2nd, according to Zhang Yan, deputy commander of the 646 Chinese military personnel participating in the drill. The exercises, dubbed Peace Mission 2013 and scheduled to run from July 27th to August 15th, will be carried out in Chelyabinsk in Russia's Ural Mountains region. North Korea held a military parade marking the 60th anniversary of the Korean War Armistice Agreement on Saturday. North Korea's top leader Kim Jong-un was seen standing on an upper podium overlooking Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square to inspect massive throngs of goose-stepping soldiers. Armored vehicles and trucks carrying cannons, multiple rocket launchers and missiles follow the march. The Korean War came to a ceasefire on July 27, 1953, when the armistice agreement was signed in Panmunjom on the border of North Korea and South Korea. But the war is not officially over because no peace treaty has ever been signed. This is CRI News. The death toll in Egypt's overnight clashes that erupted Friday over ousted Islamist-oriented President Mohamed Morsi rose to 75, according to the health ministry. More than 740 others were injured. However, medical reports from the field hospital at Rabia al-Adawiya Square, where Morsi supporters have been staging an open-ended sit-in, say at least 200 of the supporters were killed and over 4,500 injured in clashes with security men. Meanwhile, Egypt's Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim has told reporters that ousted President Mohamed Morsi may be transferred to Tara Prison, where former President Hosni Mubarak is held. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has strongly condemned the upsurge of violence in Egypt following the latest protests and urged the Egyptian people to address their differences through dialogue. Nearly 1,200 convicts have escaped from Al-Kifia prison in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. Witnesses say the mass breakout came Saturday after a fierce riot during which some prisoners set fire to the prison complex, while a security official says some unidentified gunmen started to attack the prison from the outside at Saturday dawn. Some of the escapees were recaptured by the police and security forces. It is yet to be determined whether the incident is linked to the ongoing demonstrations in major Libyan cities. 21 people have died and 4 are missing after rainstorm-triggered floods and mud-rock flows hit a city in northwest China's Gansu province. The local government says 4 rounds of downpours, which swept Tianshui City recently, triggered floods, landslides and mud-rock flows in 7 townships and left people missing and buried. The local meteorological station forecasts the city would have a new round of heavy rain in the next few days. Local authorities have reassured critics of the planned world's tallest building in Changsha, central China, that there will be no substantial construction until the project goes through relevant legal procedures. They say examination of the construction plans for the Sky City basic structure and its firefighting facilities and application for official licenses are underway as required. 9 domestic construction experts have carried out a series of examinations on the project, including its structure and quick resistance. A groundbreaking ceremony was held on July 20th for the 838-meter-tall tower, but it immediately sparked doubts on the project's safety, environmental concerns, and construction speed. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.